feeling. Oh, 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 I really thought we had a spark.
Of your hair, and I'm hearing strange names resting on you. don't believe it. I must be dreaming, cause I got your message. I heard the beep beep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever show of How'd You Get Into That? My name is Lizzie Sleeshman, and today we are graced with Brett Leader's presence of Do The Bay. He's the general manager there. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Brett?
It's the first ever show.
Yeah, did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, special guest.
I'm your inaugural guest. This is like my inauguration.
Oh, let's not talk about politics.
By the time this comes out, like, I'm sure he'll be long gone, right?
Yeah, hopefully he'll be impeached right when he steps on stage to get inaugurated.
Yeah, or they'll just like take away his Twitter account.
Jesus, if only. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into that later.
Cool. So yeah, tell us about your current role and a brief synopsis of like what you do on a daily basis.
Sorry. Current role is general manager of Do The Bay. We're a pretty small, scrappy team of, just a few of us. Mm-hmm. We have some help with writing and photography and video. And we have a really awesome intern team that we have each semester. Mm-hmm. We have a great like relationship with San Francisco State. So we've gotten some really cool interns from there through their BECA program.
Yeah, BECA.
Woo, BECA.
Alum.
Yeah. So, what was the question? Like my day to day? I'm just coming from that for
anyone who's listening. How was your day?
So I probably sound really scattered. Yeah, the day was crazy. I've been in this position for over a year now. Before that, I was the editorial coordinator, mm-hmm. which is a position that I kind of helped invent with them. Mm-hmm. I convinced them that they needed to have more writing on the site because that was my passion. And then before that, I was an intern, just like you were.
Yeah, I was an intern at Do The Bay. Don't worry, guys. There will be other people on the show that I didn't work for. But yeah, no, Do The Bay is great. If our listeners don't know what Do The Bay is, can you give kind of a little bit of a background about what the website's about and kind of your guys' mission statement?
Totally. Our elevator pitch. So Do The Bay is what to do in the Bay Area. We're part of the Do Stuff Network, which helps you find stuff to do in 20 cities and counting across North America. We have a free app called Do Stuff. You can jump around all the cities on that. We're just all about helping people find the best shows and events and places to drink and eat and really enjoy their city. And we're focused on San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah, we like giving away tickets. We give away, I think we on average have like 200 ticket giveaways up at a time on the site. So we're just constantly shelling out a crazy amount of tickets. Some people think that we don't even, they're like, this is a scam. Like, no one ever wins these things. I'm like, actually, we give away like a crazy amount of tickets like all the time.
All of the venues have a Do The Bay like guest list, I feel like. Brett has done writing, which he had mentioned, and some of his notable interviews are with, you know, Andrew WK of Montreal, Cloud Nothings, and my personal favorite, Taking Back Sunday. So can you kind of give us a background? How did you get into writing? Have you always liked writing, or were you kind of more like discovering this like later in life, or how did you kind of get that start?
This is so weird being on the opposite end of the microphone because I'm usually in your seat. That's funny. The Taking Back Sunday interview was like one of my least favorite interviews I've ever done. It was real stressful. I did it in like like we only have one conference room in the office, mm-hmm. and it's super echoey and awkward to be in. So I was like, cool, can't work in there because there's like someone else using it, so I'm gonna go out in the hallway. Couldn't go there because there was like people walking around all over the place. So then I like ended up in like the trash closet basically and trying to like interview Eddie from Taking Back Sunday, mm-hmm. and I think he was super hungover. I was probably a little hungover, and he just like wasn't really having the standard Q&A, so we kind of just like got very off script, which is usually a good place to be, but yeah. That was a tough one, more so for like all the other stuff going on.
Yeah. So did you, you went to UC Santa Cruz and did sociology. Did you do any writing when you were in college or?
Yep. I wrote for City on a Hill Press. I was on their arts team. Before that in high school, I was, the arts editor of, the Mustang in good old Encinitas, California, as I'm sure a lot of people in the Bay Area, you know, are from San Diego and down there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, always had, like, a pretty serious interest in music and writing, and from a young age knew that I wanted to be somehow tying the two together into a career or something that, you know, is, I don't know if you can call this a career, but yeah,
yeah, I
we're
mean,
all,
you get paid, you can pay the bills, right?
Yeah, I can pay the bills.
It's a career.
And yeah, I think we're all just trying to like make it work if we're in this industry, whether we're musicians or promoters or whoever, we're, it's all kind of like the same grind that we're a part of.
Heck yeah. What was your first job?
My very first job in high school, I was 15, at the Australian battered potato stand at this, what used to be the Del Mar County Fair, now is the San Diego County Fair, mixing potato batter with like 10 dudes in a little trailer in like the hot San Diego summer for like, I don't know, $8 an hour or something. It was, yes, it was a good place to start. And it's luckily never been like, it never got, has gotten like worse than that. So knock on wood.
All right. Sounds good. That's good. Okay, guys, we're going to take a little bit of a musical break. And then when we come back, I'm going to be asking Brett a little bit more about kind of his process and, you know, the struggles of being a younger intern writer and just kind of everything about
that.
Can
I also shout out the first two bands we listened to?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hot Flash Heat Wave was the first band, and that was Bye Bye Baby.
Mm-hmm.
They are local homies. I'm sure you've probably heard of them.
Yeah.
I think you've heard of them.
I've heard of them. I think I know those guys.
We're doing a session with them in our office soon that'll be posted online. And the next band was Hideout, who are from New York now. They're going to be playing Noise Pop. They just announced it.
Oh, what?
They're an awesome band. Everyone should check out their first album called Rookie that came out. And they have a new one also about to drop soon. And they're like, that was one of my favorite albums of 2015 when it came out, so you should have to check it out.
So that was Hideout and Hot Flash Heat Wave. Up next, we're actually playing Tino Drima, which I do think are playing with Hot Flash.
They are
at that,
they're tag teaming,
so check out dothebay.com. they'll be, you know, updating that if they're going to be releasing that secret location, so stay tuned. We will be right back. We are on How'd You Get Into That with Brett Leader of Do The Bay.
Oh,
everybody. We are back on How'd You Get Into That. We are in the studio with Brett Leader of Do the Bay.
What's up?
Yes, that was like such a Dylan move, I feel like. No?
Yeah, I'm channeling Dylan MacTurk, wherever you are. You're not listening to this.
He probably is not.
But I'm going to make you listen to this.
Yes. All right, so we're going to get back into it. So Brett is the general manager there. He used to be the editorial coordinator. But let's go ahead and start from the very beginning. What was your first internship?
My first internship was for Warner Brothers Records in Burbank when I was still in college at Santa Cruz. I took a semester, I took a quarter off technically, and interned in their marketing department, which is focused on their rock division. It was like genre based, mm-hmm. how they split things up. But their office was really cool. It looked like a ski lodge. In the middle of Burbank, and had like, you know, white fluffy carpet when you walked in, and like wood everywhere. It was a bizarre place, but yeah, the artists at the time were like Against Me and My Chemical Romance and Mastodon,
so, like,
and
04.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was the time. So it was cool. It was kind of my first taste of what a career in the music industry could look like. Mm-hmm. What I do now is definitely pretty far removed from that. But yeah, it was an interesting experience, and I'm like happy to have had it and see that world. My parents are from like the entertainment industry.
Oh, really?
My mom still is. She's still in TV, and both of them were like, you can never do anything entertainment related ever. That was like one of the few messages.
The rules.
My three rules growing up were like no tattoos, no motorcycles, and like no entertainment industry. So I'm down. I've got one down, but the other two.
All right, let's go get a tattoo.
We're gonna get
a
tattoo after this. Yeah.
Okay. What about like what was the most influential internship based on like what you're doing now? Then, does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it was that one. That was my only other real internship beyond when I started interning for D415 mm-hmm. before it expanded to become Do the Bay. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I feel like I learned way more interning with D415 than I did with Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
The work at Warner Brothers was like, go get, like, coffee and all that kind of, like, intern
shitty.
Bitch work.
Yeah.
That you would kind of, like, imagine
that's
a 20-year-old doing.
So you also used to write for Soma magazine, is that correct? Were you, like, mm-hmm. on their staff?
Not
or did
at
you
all.
Get paid for that?
No. And
no.
I don't want to throw shade, but you can just check out their Yelp page and you can probably get a sense of
yeah. Well,
the situation
like how,
over there.
How did you feel like the process went like when you were working there? Was it just like not organized, or how do you like view like that specific job when you were there? You don't have to. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's it was scrappy in the sense that we are now, you know. Yeah, I don't know. There's like a few people doing a million different jobs, and in that case, putting together a full magazine. Yeah, I don't know what to
it
say.
It just wasn't
that.
Like super like well formatted. Maybe you don't have to say
there
that.
There wasn't much of like a mentorship structure, which I try to keep in mind. Like when I was interning for my first time, what that felt like and what I was trying to get out of it, and you know, we try to. When I'm bringing on like interns for us to Do the Bay, I'm definitely trying to like not waste anybody's time and not give them bitch work. And, you know, I still take out the trash, and because people aren't there to get school credit for taking out the trash.
Yeah.
And I value their time. And I think in exchange that people get that and they ideally work harder because there's that mutual level of respect.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at things a bit differently. And yeah, with that other internship, I mean, that wasn't even an internship at Soma. I was just kind of like a freelance writer and contributing editor. And
Yeah.
It all ties back to like wanting to interview artists that you couldn't maybe have access to.
Yeah.
Emailing from a Gmail address.
That's true. You're like, please help. So what's like, when you're looking for interns to hire, what are you looking for specifically? Like what kind of qualities, what kind of like ambitions, you know, like how can someone get into this positioning like that wouldn't know otherwise?
Yeah, I was actually kind of thinking about this on the way here, funny enough, and I don't really know why. I guess I figured we were going to talk about this. I think having just like a genuine interest and being creative goes a long way, because I really don't if yeah, if someone came to us and was like, I'm really excited about anything really that's like Bay Area related, and they were, you know, were a decent writer and had a attention to detail, like, I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. I think just having like a genuine passion is maybe the most important thing, and if you can put a creative spin on it, that's even better. Yeah.
And then what do you think that, like, with the internship at Do the Bay, like, how, what do you think the people that are doing that can, like, do afterwards, like, if they don't want to stay and do the Bay, you know what I mean?
no one is handcuffed down like I am right now. There's handcuffs here.
It's a very
what show is happening after ours?
Oh, you don't know. It's a late night show. We'll just let the imagination
I'm sticking water. Around. Sorry, what was the question? I'm so distracted by everything going on in this beautiful room.
Yeah, we're in a very nice room.
Everyone listening to this should definitely come hang out at the Secret Alley. This is the coolest space I've ever been in.
Yeah. You guys come hang out with me. Tell me about your jobs, all your yabs. Well, like, if someone is interning at Do the Bay, what do you think, like, their career path would kind of be afterwards?
Totally.
You know?
I mean, you can speak to this because mm-hmm. you were an intern at Do 4 and 5.
Yeah.
A lot of people have come on and kind of gotten that after college experience. Where they were looking to build their portfolio and, you know, whether they're a writer or a videographer or, mm-hmm. you know, anything else. Get that real world experience in an office setting and have a decent sized platform to share their work. There's a party going
There's
on.
There's a party
this.
In the background. Don't worry, guys. They're just thinking we're real funny. But yeah, no, I think that
people have gone on to do cool stuff. It's like 9 times out of 10, someone has interned with us, and that was kind of the stepping stone from college to that first like entry level position at a big boy job.
Definitely.
Or something even cooler. I mean, but yeah, people have gone on to work for other local tech companies or things in the music industry field. And yeah, I think it's a cool thing to add to your resume. I would be putting it on there if I ever applied for something else.
Definitely. No, I mean, like, when I was interning there, that's how I got the job at the Chapel. It was because of, like, networking. Right. I was at a show that we were hosting with a different production company in the Bay Area. Who was it? What was it? What were they called? It was Seawitch before. Or it was before Seawitch. The girls that did Seawitch, but they...
Our House.
So it was the Our House Do the
Shout
Bay show.
Out.
Hey, guys.
Our House Girls.
Our House Girls. But yeah, it was Roxanne. She was at that show because they had helped us put it on.
Yep.
And then she was like, yeah, we're looking for a box office. So now I'm the box office manager at the Chapel. Thanks, Roxanne.
Yeah, the Bay Area music scene is like very intimate and well-connected. And mm-hmm. I think everybody knows each other or knows of each other's...
Yeah.
You know, separated by very few degrees.
Definitely. So yeah, Do the Bay, I can attest to this, is a really good internship to get if you're kind of wanting to get a foot into the Bay Area music scene, for sure. It's really well connected and like very welcoming. So, you know, if you're listening and you want an internship, you should email them and see if you're a good fit. Cool. Well, we're going to just take another musical break, and then we're going to talk about the worst job experiences we've had. And kind of how to deal with those. Yes, I'm excited. But before we do that, the music that was playing before this little talk intermission was I Want to Be Your Mantra by Tino Drema, who are playing at the Secret Session that Do the Bay is hosting.
Yeah, them and Hot Flash just sold out the rickshaw stop. I was so stoked. Yes. I actually showed up to the show
and you couldn't
to go
get in?
And I couldn't get in. And I was just like, I wasn't even upset. I was just like, yes, like Hot Flash and Tino Drema. Sold out rickshaw. There's a huge line around the corner. Yeah. Like, these guys are definitely picking up steam. So yay. Check both those bands out.
Yes. And The Magician The Magician is a song by Andy Schaaf. And he is playing, you said, at the Chapel on the March 22nd?
Yep. March 22nd at the Chapel.
Fans, it's a noise pop show, right?
Elliot Smith.
Or no?
I don't think it's a noise pop
Whatever.
Show.
I'll be there because
be
I work there.
Polk,
yeah. Okay, cool. So yeah, we're gonna play Mood by Porches up next. Woo! And then after that it's gonna be Washed Ashore. So thanks for tuning in. Stay here. We are with Brett Leader of Do the Bay.
I just wait around know how you do it, you did it. I'ma show you what it done, but I'm not for a finish. Pay attention, you listen, you can lose in your mind. How you work so efficient, but cooking like a fine. But ain't no paper, no privilege. Now she broke in Korea down in the condo you're in. Better get your percentage in California.
How'd you get into that? We are in the studio with Brett Leader, and we're listening to BFF.FM in the Mission District of San Francisco, California.
Boyfriends forever.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for, right?
Yeah, I wish. Because that would be like...
Because so they always sweeter. Fucking leave.
I was actually going to go there, and I was like, that's dark. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I wanted to move away from the dark origins of the show.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I used to do a very sad show called Slightly Sobbing. Most of my listeners probably know that. But the reason I did choose to do this show is because I wanted to be more lighthearted and help you. Hello. We're Snapchatting, too. So you guys will see this before this is posted. But yeah, before we got back from the break, it was... Mood by Porches that was playing, and then Washed Ashore by Monster Rally, and California by Childish Gambino, who I did not realize is it's Danny Glover, right?
Danny Glover, who's now a Golden Globe winner.
All right.
Because he infiltrated everything.
I remember the first time I noticed who he was because he was on an episode of Girls as like the boyfriend of Hannah Horvath, if anyone watches that show. But anyways, let's get back to the subject.
Also, everyone get that Porches album. That was like my favorite new band of last year.
They came out last year.
That album came out last year. They've been around before that, but of like everything that came out last year that was like new to me, mm-hmm. I could not get off of Porches. So
where are they from?
If you like that song, check all that shit out. He's dating Frankie Cosmos, and they're from that whole Brooklyn.
Sweet
super hip
angel.
Yeah, like 22 year old health goth scene.
I hate
they're not health
older,
goth, but they,
because everyone that's younger and being more successful makes me very upset.
They're crushing it super hard.
Yeah, anyone, yeah, go listen to good music and then go on Do the Bay and look at the reviewed music that they do review, because it's really great. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into your jobs. What was the worst like job you think you've ever had, and then kind of like, yeah, let's go with that first. What was the worst job that you like really like wanted to like but just did not?
Ooh. Well, before you added that last bit, I had something in mind.
Yeah.
I quit a job within like maybe 5 or 6 hours of being there.
Oh my God.
And that's the only time I've ever done that. I've never walked out of like a job on my first day before,
yes.
Except for one instance, uh-huh. Which was in the marina at a movie theater. There's only 2 of them, so you can probably figure it out.
Yeah.
I used to work at a movie theater in Santa Cruz, the Del Mar, which is a beautiful historic theater.
Mm-hmm.
They do lots of cool shit. They had like prom nights with bands and people smoking weed with Pee Wee Herman on the roof. Like it was a really fucking awesome movie theater. And
yes.
We had a great time there. But I, after moving back up here for the second time, I started working at this theater for one day, mm-hmm. And had an awful experience. And it was the only time I've ever been like, this is fucking crazy. Like, I need to get out of here. And left. I just like called the guy that hired me. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, this is not going to work out. And you're already taking advantage of me. And I'm only like a foot in the door.
Yeah. Like, literally, I just walked in.
He's like, you got to go change the marquee and all this stuff. And all this is like a shadow shift, even though I wasn't shadowing anybody. Like, you got to go do all this free labor and like not get anything. Ew. I was just like, nah, problem. Like, out of here.
Okay, so what's like the most challenging part of your job right now?
It's funny. The one thing that's like kind of driven me the most crazy is trying to get people to come to things. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're in a city where there's just so much stuff going on all the time that are the weather's bad like it is right now. It's dumping rain. That people don't want to come out. But yeah, as a intern and before that, I've just always liked going out to as many shows as possible, and I definitely jumped on the free ticket thing like really hard and was burning myself really thin on both ends and going to shows like five nights a week just to catch as much stuff as possible. And I still feel that way a bit inside. I just don't have the schedule for it anymore.
Yeah.
But I still try to go out all the time. Yeah, just having like a lot of sweet events to like send people to, and then, you know, not feeling that like interest on the other side from friends or from colleagues or acquaintances or just random people I didn't even know that were trying to like hook up. Like,
yeah,
we had a great giveaway up on the site recently. Maybe this speaks to more of like the culture of San Francisco at the moment, but we had a really great giveaway up recently that was for hotel rooms packaged with like a bunch of other stuff. And the person was like, nah, like, I'm good. I'll just take, like, the tickets and, like, skip the other stuff.
What?
And I was like, okay, that's cool, like, if you don't have a staycation. But, yeah, I feel like
that's
the
so weird.
Getting people to your event by offering them, like, free drinks and, like, free music isn't exciting right now, at least here. I feel like other places it might be. But that's been the biggest struggle is, like, being, I mean, and I'm sure it is for everybody in this industry, is, like, being really genuinely excited about an event or a band or whatever and being like, this is awesome, like, everybody should be here, like, why aren't they here? And just like not feeling that excitement,
like, reciprocated.
Yeah, reciprocated.
Oh man, what's like the what's your favorite part about the job though?
It is that it's like it's going to shows all the time. Yeah, like being creative is very important to me, and just coming up with wild ideas and trying to, you know, get money to make them happen.
Yeah,
it's like a really fun challenge.
That's awesome. What was like, is there like a specific like band or genre that like kind of got you really interested in pursuing like a job in the music industry? Like, what kind of sparked that like interest, or like what age did you kind of feel like this is like what you want to do?
Yeah, I met Green Day when I was like 8 or 9 years old, because randomly they were playing on a TV show my mom was working on, and that moment really kind of like set the course for everything. I don't know, that something happened seeing them live at such a young age in such a unique setting and meeting them, and like, I don't know, I was just like really blown away. It was that moment that I think a lot of us have growing up where, you know, you have that musical moment that really like flips a switch and you're like turned on, and it hasn't really ever turned off since then. I've kind of always been like really intrigued by new music and excited by new stuff coming out, and always into like young local bands and what they're doing and what that new sound is going to be.
Awesome.
Which isn't obviously fucking Green Day.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, but dude, they were chill though. They
as like an 8 or 9 year old in like 96, like that was blowing my mind.
You know,
so.
I still have a good taste in my mouth with Green Day because they did that whole like no fascist USA thing.
I have no idea what they've
you
been
doing. Oh, okay, well, let's go ahead and move on. Let me think. Yeah, what's like the most, the thing that you're most proud of that you've done thus far? Like, your best project or like your best like writing piece, like what specifically stands out that you're like really like, this is something that like was very true to me and like I'm proud to have done?
Maybe I'll quickly try to jam in two answers into that. From a music journalism standpoint, Say Anything was like one of my favorite bands in high school. Like, that was the one band that I bought like I went to the record store and I like bought all of the CDs to like give to all of my friends as like a Christmas gift because I was just so into that album. That's and so I still cute. Am. That's like one of my favorite albums of all time, Israel Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So meeting Max Bemis and getting to interview him on his tour bus, the situation was very strange, to say the least. I woke him up from a nap and he was in his boxers and like I chilled on the bed with him and it got super intimate. It was a bizarre end to like that tale of wanting to interview this guy for so long. But mm-hmm. Yeah, that was interesting and something that I'm proud to put down in the archives. Mm-hmm. Having Eric Andre at our event last year at the Mezzanine, it was part of this comedy tour that Leafly put on, mm-hmm. was one of the fucking coolest things I've ever been a part of. I'm a huge Eric Andre fan. This was like right after, actually, I'm sorry, it was right before he did the whole Republican National Convention stunt where he like came out like one of Trump's like twirling dancing girls. But yeah, he came out and like threw weed at the audience and got naked at the end of it and brought on like some random people on stage. And it was just such a shit show. But yeah, that was probably my proudest moment thus far.
That's awesome. All right, guys, we're going to take just a little bit of a musical break, and then we will be back. Up next is Fourth Wanderer Nerves. Brett and I were just talking about this. They haven't set any tour dates for the West Coast, but you should definitely check out their EP that just came out, Slop. It's really good. They're also on a local label called Father Daughter Records.
I didn't know
which
that.
Is, yeah, they just, I think they just got signed for this EP. So Jesse, a Father Daughter, has like really great bands on her roster. You should definitely check them out.
And to watch. Do you have that like bow, bow, bow sound you can
bow,
play right
bow,
now?
Bow.
Yeah.
No, we'll get back to it. We'll find it.
Hot band
to watch. But yeah, so we're going to be playing that and then we'll be back. So thanks for tuning in to How'd You Get Into That. And this is BFF.FM. I'm Taco Princess. Nope. I'm Lizzie Sleep.
Taco Princess.
Oh no. Oh God. Okay. Nervous is up next.
Town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over and over, my My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanted to see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such come down. So I did just what I wanted. So undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment, a setback gonna come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, time, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. But maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such come down. And I knew it when I saw it. Oh, I did just what I wanted. So
quick slow fade. Sup guys, we are on How'd You Get Into That. Thank you guys all for tuning in.
I'm all about that quick slow fade.
Quick slow fade. I know that sounded like very jazzy almost.
That's how I like to live my life.
But yeah, we're wrapping up the show. This is our first episode, so thank you for staying tuned. We are in the studio with Brett Leader of Do the Bay. And I just have a couple more questions for you, I guess. If someone gets, you know, is kind of like, oh, this music industry here is like very hard to get into, I'm like getting like discouraged. What advice would you give to like kind of encourage someone that like is really passionate about like what they want to be doing and is genuine about it, but like is kind of getting a little bit bummed out because they're not getting, you know, the big turnaround that they're kind of looking for in positioning?
Damn.
Deep.
Loaded question.
So deep. Loaded question. oh man, I feel like I've said like half the time that I've been on the air.
It's okay,
sorry for that.
No,
please edit all those ums out. It's just awkward silence.
We're gonna just make a new track with the ums.
I'm trying to think of how I felt in that position.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, how did you feel in that position, and how like did you kind of get through it? Like what kind of made you feel like it could get like pushed through, you know?
Yeah, I actually got turned down from another internship right before I got the one with Do 4 and 5, and you just got to keep going and, yeah, I don't know, really hone in on like what you're passionate about.
How and did you find the internship with Do the Bay or Do 415?
I think like everybody just entered to win tickets to something at one point and then started getting their emails, and mm-hmm, it was like one of the bullet points that was just like, hey, we're looking for interns, and I hit them up and was
fate.
A good. It was a nice fit.
Yeah.
And it was. It's such a weird thing to be involved with. Yeah, I don't know. Just say like keep honing in on your craft and mm-hmm. maybe take a note out of someone else's book and see what works elsewhere. Not by any means plagiarizing or copying someone else's style, but I don't know, trying things differently. And I'm talking more of as like a writer, but
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like
you live in an interesting age. I just think standing out from the pile is super important. And I'm always trying to think of ways that we can do that. To make people notice us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense too, though. It's like, I feel like a lot of people kind of are afraid of trying new things because they don't want to either be turned down or they don't want to like look stupid. But I feel like it's important to kind of hone in on your creativity and kind of just push through it, even though someone might be like, that's really dumb, but so other people might think it's cool.
I think elbowing your way into the party oftentimes is counterintuitive, but pretty important. Mm-hmm. Like I've definitely snuck my way into parties for like greater purposes. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a metaphor there. Sometimes you have to like, if you know that you want to do something, like you kind of have to push your way through until someone else takes notice and is like, okay, I get what you're about and let's mm-hmm. collaborate in some way. And yeah, connections are super important. Like this is the Bay Area right now has undergone a weird metamorphosis. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if arts and culture are like on the top of the agenda. So sticking out in those fields, I think, is pretty easy to do.
Yeah. And kind of just like keeping at it, because people, I feel like at least I've noticed like within the younger crowd, people are kind of under the idea that like, oh, it doesn't matter, like nothing's gonna like come of this internship or nothing's gonna come of like what I'm doing. But I mean, case in point, like you know worked hard and
you too.
Got to work. Yeah, I mean, thanks guys. But like, yeah, no, if you work hard and kind of just keep doing what you want to be doing, like eventually something will pan out.
Yeah, showing up is half the battle. Good attitude, mm-hmm. caring about the work you do, not just like phoning it in, is super important.
Yeah, yeah.
Not fucking up like all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, just like keep.
We fuck up all the time. We just like hide it better. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty much 90% fuck up. So
10% water, 90% fuck up.
But yeah, okay, cool. That's awesome.
That was super insightful industry knowledge. I'm also trying to crack the music industry, so if anybody has any like, you know, insight for me, I'm totally open to it.
Yes, no, yeah, it's good. But yeah, so that was Brett Leader of Do the Bay. Check out their website. It's dothebay.com. It's part of the Do Stuff Network. So if you're ever traveling, they have really good outlets basically anywhere you would be traveling for music.
21 cities across North America.
Awesome.
Including Canada and Mexico.
Look at that. So yeah, check it out. They will be hosting a secret show, so keep your eyes/ears peeled for that if it gets announced. And then, you know, they do multiple giveaways on their site as well.
It's super announced. It's called dothebay.com/sessions is where you can find all of these secret shows we keep teasing.
Yes.
Get our newsletter. That's honestly like where all the cool shit
How do you get
goes,
part of the newsletter?
Is the newsletter. If you enter to win tickets to anything and you start getting our emails, mm-hmm. That's usually where the goods are, where we're announcing these cool things that are exclusive.
And they don't spam you. It's like only once every Thursday. It's pretty chill.
That's absolutely not true at all, actually.
We
send a daily newsletter, but you can choose to get it every Thursday.
Oh, I only
Thursday.
Get Thursdays.
You can choose to be like Lizzie and get it every Thursday, or if you like going out on
day.
Other days throughout the week, you can find out what's going on every night.
I'm lying to everybody.
Monday through Friday,
yeah,
not on the weekends.
And you can actually, on their website, it's really cool, you can pick what day you want to go out, and they have all of the events listed. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. Up next, we're going to be playing Mountain Game to close out the show. And yeah, stay tuned next Friday. We're going to have another guest in the arts and culture field. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your Friday. TGIF. Love you. Bye.
Later. Thank you.